Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One quick final thing on Afghanistan. A lot of people will say, Matt, your analysis about how Joe Biden did a master stroke by simultaneously leashing an enemy, the Taliban, against Russia, Iran, and China. Give me some proof. Here's the proof. China just announced yesterday that the CSTO bloc will mobilize militarily if the Afghanistan border deteriorates. What is the CSTO? It's the Collective Security Treaty Organization. It's a low-rent NATO. It's Russia's version of NATO. And instead of having countries like France, Germany, and the UK in it, they had initially Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan, and Russia, and they forced Armenia into it. Then they added Azerbaijan, Belarus, and Georgia. Then Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Uzbekistan got out, so there's six of them left. So basically, it's Russia and the Stans and Belarus. This is their NATO. This is a scarecrow NATO, a poor man's NATO. They have rusty weapons. They have no liking of Russia. They're different ethnically and religiously, too. But this is Russia's best shot at NATO. And this sad, low-rent Russian NATO called the CSTO, C-S-T-O, has now announced it will mobilize against Afghanistan. Let me tell you something. Russia has an economy the size of Italy's with a much larger country. It's not even in the top 10 in the world. They have nothing. Their standard of living has gone down. People hate Putin. The polls show he's 80% popular because if you get a call in your apartment, you like Putin, you say no, you disappear. He's desperately afraid. Biden has sent a 32-nation alliance force into the Black Sea, right around all of Russia and its influence spheres, and Ukraine, which is trying to further invade. And Russia, with their crummy ships, has tried to threaten Dutch ships, British ships, Spanish ships. NATO is strong again. NATO is very strong again. And now they're being pressed by the Taliban on their southern border. It's all good. All very, very good. So you want proof? There you have it. Russia's low-rent NATO, the CSTO, is going to mobilize against the Taliban if they come in from Afghanistan, and sure as God made green apples, they will. China will do something the same. Now, let's get back to the United States. In the United States, remember CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference? They had a conference in Orlando in February. Now they're having one in Dallas this weekend. This is the outfit when Trump was president. If you remember, a whole bunch of them jumped up and shouted, Sieg Heil, Hail Trump, and the stiff arm salute. Hail Trump, stiff arm salute. Hail in German, H-E-I-L, is H-A-I-L with us. Hail Trump, Hail Trump. At a CPAC conference a few years ago, you know, they have these seminars with titles and they put them in logos in the lobby. Believe it or not, at CPAC, one of their logos was, for one of their conferences, an actual conference, was Lincoln, friend or foe. What used to be the party of Lincoln. Lincoln, friend or foe. Lincoln, friend or foe. Fox News is a sponsor of this. You know, they claim MSNBC and CNN are biased. Are you kidding me? When was CNN ever a sponsor of a Democratic group? Fox News is a sponsor. Trump is headlining it. On Sunday, he's headlining it. Don Jr. is speaking tonight. The lineup are all Trump sycophants. They say they're running for president. Here's some of them. Kristi Noem of South Dakota, Governor Rick Scott, Senator from Florida, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Matt Whitaker, he is that strange guy who is the acting Attorney General for a while, Rick Grinnell, Director of National Intelligence. I think he was Ambassador to Germany at one time. I got news for you. These kinds of folks are auditioning for either vice president or a cabinet position. They don't have the slightest misconception that somehow they're going to be president. So when Kristi Noem and Rick Scott are doing it, they're interviewing for vice president. So is Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, a right-wing nut, worse than Abbott, the governor, absolutely beyond the pale. Matt Whitaker, are you kidding me, an acting attorney general? He'll be lucky to have a job. He's just interviewing for a cabinet or sub-cabinet position by doing this. Rick Grinnell, the same thing. Most people, when I say this, can't remember Whitaker or Grinnell. Many of you can't remember Dan Patrick. Many of you can't remember Dan Patrick. Rick Scott, he's the guy that took the fifth in front of a grand jury on Medicare fraud. And Kristi Noem, I mean, Kristi Noem is an attractive woman. You look at her, though, those eyes. Those eyes came right out of a Stephen King movie. I'm not kidding. A pair of Sidewinder missiles come right out of them, right down your throat. She's very bad news, very, very bad news. Going to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, Matt, just to dovetail what you're talking about, I encourage all listeners, everybody, when you're making your choices on voting, do your own research. Don't let Fox research for you. Don't let MSNBC research for you. You do your own research. And with the electronic media we have and all the things at our fingertips, it's very easy to read about these people's history. And that's how you should make your choice. And, you know, fortunately, I can say you're going to vote more Democrat than Republican. Not all the time. Not all the time. My dad was a staunch Republican until many years ago. And you remember this guy, Chris Serafin, ran for judge. And my dad was good friends with him. And my dad said, Bill, I'm going to have to vote Democratic. And I said, why is that? He said, I think I've learned through my age that you vote for the man, not the party. And that's our democracy in action. And right. You encourage that with explaining who these people are, like Daryl Issa and Jim Jordan and their background. I could go on and on and on. Most people don't even know their background. You got to find out, are these guys qualified? When Trump got in and they said immediately they wanted to impeach him, yeah, I was one of those guys that wanted to impeach him. I knew his past. He was just nothing but destruction. He had rape charges on him. He had all kinds of 11 bankruptcies. You want this guy to run the country? But no, they go to Fox for their information. Or on our side, they go to MSNBC or somebody else. You make the decision. You do the research. You know, ball's in your court. So anyhow, thanks again. You do a wonderful job. Just wanted to support what you were talking about.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. You know, that is an excellent point. A lot of people just vote by rote. You know, they hear, well, that's what everybody is for and all that. Dig a little. Google these people. You'd be surprised at some of the backgrounds. You'd be surprised at what they did. You like Rick Scott if you're a Republican, the governor, he was governor and now senator from Florida. He took the fifth in front of a grand jury on Medicare fraud. He ran a company that was convicted of Medicare fraud. He shouldn't be in the Senate, for the love of Pete. And these other characters on the Republican side. And frankly, we have some pieces of work ourselves, to be very honest with you. There are some pieces of work in the Democratic Party. You don't want to touch them with a 10-foot pole. But what happens is, you know, you had people like Jeb Bush and you had people like, in the old days, Mitt Romney that were available. And Republican Party goes with Trump. They go with Trump. They go with a guy who, frankly, has committed criminal acts. And he committed them when he was president and he betrayed us to Putin. And then the Democratic side, you have some strange rangers on the fringes. Fortunately, we got Joe Biden, but nothing is preordained, and you never know what's going to happen in the future. Do your own research. Google. Well, we're going to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins, as always. Thanks for calling in. Have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back at the same time, same place on Monday. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.